Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I'm your host, Pharmacist Eric Christensen. Thank you for listening today. Go check out reallifepharmacology.com. Snag a free 31-page PDF on the top 200 drugs. Great little study guide if you're going through board exams, pharmacology exams, final exams, things like that. So definitely don't hesitate to snag that for free. Simply an email. We'll get you access to that. And then, of course, we'll get you updates on when we've got new podcasts out, which are usually on a weekly basis, as well as any other new content as well. So, again, reallifepharmacology.com. Go check that out. All right, so let's talk about the drug of the day today, cetirizine. Brand name of this medication is Zyrtec. It is classified as an antihistamine. So I have covered some antihistamines in the past, particularly more so some of the first generation antihistamines, such as hydroxyzine, diphenhydramine. Now, cetirizine differs from those in that it is classified as a second generation antihistamine. And the biggest thing with second generation antihistamines, and I'll get into it when I talk about adverse effects a little bit, is they have generally less anticholinergic adverse effects. So that's definitely a good thing, because there's plenty of issues with that if you've listened to the Benadryl and the hydroxyzine podcast in the past. So being an antihistamine, allergies is probably the primary reason that I'm going to see a patient on this for an extended period of time. Occasionally you see it used for itching, sometimes some acute allergic reactions in rare situations. More often, I would say I see diphenhydramine used for a more serious allergic reaction to something. But in general, for seasonal allergies and things like that, you're probably going to see more second-generation antihistamines like cetirizine and loratadine, which I'll probably cover in a future episode. So mechanistically, understanding that they're antihistamines, they essentially reduce activity binding of histamine at the H1 receptor. Now, remember, that differs from H2 receptors. So again, H stands for histamine. So histamine 1 receptors, we're more focused on targeting the respiratory tract, obviously, if we're managing seasonal allergies. Now, H2 receptors are more abundantly found within the GI tract, and those agents that are used to target H2 receptors are H2 blockers, so things like famotidine, for example. So, again, very important. I've seen that come across in pharmacology exams and things like that, understanding the difference between the histamine 1 and histamine 2 receptors. Dosing, I did want to mention briefly. In my practice, I see some issues with this occasionally. Typically, for most adult patients, they're going to be taking 10 milligrams once a day. In more severe cases, I have seen dose escalation up above 10 milligrams most often. If somebody does go higher, it's 10 milligrams twice a day. Typically, I get a little bit more concerned about the potential for anticholinergic and sedative type adverse effects as we escalate that dose. But there have been a few occasions where I have seen that higher dose utilized. Per the manufacturer recommendations, a maximum of 5 milligrams is actually recommended in patients 77 years of age and older. That's kind of an abnormal cutoff there. But it is something I have addressed definitely in older patients, particularly, let's say they're using it for seasonal allergies. If it's really well controlled and they're on 10 milligrams and they're an 85-year-old, for example, it's like, okay, can we give it a shot and try down to 5 milligrams and see if it still works for you? I think that's a reasonable thing to do in a lot of patients there. If I'm recommending starting it or recommending it to a patient that's over 77 or around 80 or higher, 5 milligrams is probably where I'm going to recommend that they start if they're taking something for seasonal allergies there. Dosage forms, we've got a lot of options. You will see cetirizine used in pediatric patients, definitely. So, you know, having liquid formulation, tablet, chewable tablet, having those multiple dosage forms can certainly be advantageous. Adverse effects, I kind of alluded to a couple. Think about anticholinergic effects, but with that said, the likelihood that you run into them is pretty low when we're using kind of our standard dosing. Most often what I have seen with cetirizine is patients get a little bit sleepy. And so, you know, I've definitely recommended maybe taking it at night, especially if patients are experiencing sedation. So that's something to definitely think about. Of the second generation antihistamines, fexofenadine and loratadine are a couple other examples. Cetirizine probably is going to be the most sedating of the multiple different second-generation antihistamines. Now, keep in mind, it is a dose-dependent effect. So if you're using a super high dose of another one compared to a low dose of cetirizine, that might not be true. But in general, cetirizine may be a little bit more sedating than some of the others. And then, of course, you know, as you escalate dose, keeping in mind some of those anticholinergic effects, dry eyes, dry mouth, those are probably the ones that I've seen a little bit with cetirizine if I have encountered anticholinergic effects. But theoretically, you know, urinary retention, constipation, you know, confusion, CNS changes, all those can happen with cetirizine, but again, not incredibly likely that you're going to run into that. Monitoring parameters. So we don't have any labs to monitor. That's nice. So really what you're going to do is monitor symptoms, probably monitor for adverse effects like sedation and dry mouth and things like that. But having the no labs is certainly a nice thing. All right, so let's take a quick break from our sponsor and we'll finish up with drug interactions. If you're in the market for pharmacist board certification study material like NAPLEX, BCPS, BCGP, ambulatory care, MTM, psychiatric certification, definitely go check out our study materials for those individual exams at meded101.com/store. We've got a growing list of resources. I've been putting content together for well over six years now. And I think we've gotten some great feedback and we've really done our best to try to make the package the most relevant possible and obviously help you prepare and pass those exams. So again, meded101.com/store. If you're a nurse, med student, dietitian, any other healthcare professional just looking to brush up on pharmacology, pharmacotherapy, we've got lots of links to audiobooks, Amazon books. That can really be helpful in helping you understand medications, medication safety, you know, appropriate prescribing and things like that. So lots of case studies, case scenarios, and things that I've come across in my real life in various books there, depending upon what you're looking for. So definitely go check out all those links, meded101.com/store. All right, so wrapping up with drug interactions. Fortunately, cetirizine, it's an over-the-counter agent. Fortunately, we don't have a ton of drug interactions as far as the liver CYP enzymes go. So that's a nice thing that we don't have to worry about. The biggest concerns that I run into, so if you've got a patient that's presenting with sedation or they're overly sedated, certainly we got to think about some of these agents adding up and contributing to sedation. So your opioids, alcohol, Z drugs, you know, maybe older anticholinergics, things like that, with sedative properties could have additive potential. The other additive adverse effect is anticholinergic burden. Again, they aren't strongly anticholinergic, but if you've got a patient on, you know, Cogentin, oxybutynin, tricyclic antidepressant, you know, maybe even inhaled anticholinergics, you might get an exacerbation or an additive type effect of, you know, dry mouth and dry eyes and some of those things. Again, depending upon the agent, depending upon the dose and kind of that cumulative effect. So definitely some things to look out for there as far as drug interactions go. Cetirizine avoiding the CYP enzymes is definitely a nice thing. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for today. If you enjoyed the show, found it helpful, leave a rating review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. Go support the sponsor, meded101.com/store. Obviously, it helps fund the podcast here and keep it free and educational for all to enjoy. And of course, share us with friends, colleagues, students that may be working with you. Help them expand their knowledge base. And obviously, hopefully, the goal is to improve medication safety for all. I'm going to wrap it up for today. If you want to reach out to me, comments, questions, anything, mededucation101@gmail.com or LinkedIn is probably the social platform that I'm most active on. Eric Christensen, PharmD, BCPS, BCGP. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Hope you have a great rest of your day.